Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would bless you this morning as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. I would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God the way God wants you to worship Him, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we preach over this radio station, or things that we believe, the things that we practice, or perhaps you just have a Bible question, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestell, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. This morning, I'd like to take our text from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 13 through 17, which states, "There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail. And he begetteth his son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness." I'd like to speak today about laying up treasure. You know, it's important for us to understand what God really intends for us to do as we live. The laying up of material treasure is useless. The Bible actually calls it vanity. The Bible calls it emptiness. Because when a person dies, they will leave it all behind. They will take nothing in their hand with them into eternity. This passage that I've read to you, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 13 through 17, informs us that when a person dies, he takes absolutely nothing in his hand with him into eternity. Every person comes in this world naked, and every person goes out into eternity naked. It is a vain thing for a person to work all their lives to gain material possessions, then die and leave it all behind. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 through 31 tells us about the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man was very wealthy. The Bible says he fared sumptuously every day. He had all his heart could wish, yet this rich man died and left it all behind. The rich man went to hell because he was lost. He didn't go to hell because he was rich, but he went to hell because he was so busy taking care of the material things of this life that he neglected to take care of his eternal soul. Lazarus, on the other hand, didn't have anything in this life. Lazarus could not afford a doctor when he was sick. Yet he trusted his eternal soul to Almighty God, who saved his own soul, and God carried Lazarus into eternal rest and comfort. You know, today, there's many people that's just like that rich man. There's many people that take care of all of this world's material and physical necessities, yet they fail to take care of their spiritual necessities. They neglect their eternal soul. You know, the other day, I was visiting with an elderly man. He's perhaps in his 80s, something like that. He was sick and thinks he will soon die. But this elderly man told me he was saved, yet he also told me
It's a shame to spend all of your life working to get things just like you want them, then die and go off and leave them to somebody else. You know, many people do just exactly that. They spend their lives working to prepare material things, but not provide for their own eternal souls or for eternal things. You know, there's a balance between material and spiritual possessions. There's a way that God wants us to view material possessions and wealth. There's a difference between just gaining material wealth that you will leave and gaining treasures that you will never leave. The correct balance between material and spiritual possessions is given to us in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20. The Bible says in this place, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Listen, what a great contrast this is. People laying up treasure upon this earth, and yet they leave it all. Others laying up treasure in heaven, and nothing will ever happen to that treasure. No thief will ever break into heaven and steal treasures that we have put there. These treasures will never be destroyed by natural means, by moth or rust. Satan has fooled people into believing they will only be rich, they will only be on Easy Street, but Satan doesn't tell you that you're going to leave it all behind when you die. I suppose that all of you have seen the billboards, haven't you? You know, the billboards that promise security if you'll only gamble at the loosest slots and win. The truth is that a person who gains everything in this world has to offer, yet lose their own soul, has really lost it all. Matthew 16, verse 25 through 26 declares, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The truth is that the only security we really have is the security that Jesus Christ gives us through Him being our eternal Savior and Him being our eternal Lord. Now, I want to say right here, there's nothing wrong with having material possessions. But Jesus says, don't lay up treasures, making a distinction between having things and placing an undue importance on them. You know, Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 through 19, the Bible tells us very clearly and plainly that a part of the curse is that it's necessary for us to work. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says that if we don't work, we should not eat. But the goal of our life is not to get rich. The goal of our life is to be obedient to God and to His commands. That is a thing that is eternal. Material possessions are very temporary. God doesn't mind people having wealth and riches. But God does mind when those things that God has given to us take us away from the things of God. Jesus says that it's more important to lay up treasures in heaven than upon the earth. Abraham was a very rich man, but he trusted Christ first and foremost. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 through 14, Solomon did not ask for riches, but for wisdom to know how to go in and out before the people of Israel. And God not only gave him wisdom, He gave him great riches. And, if Solomon was obedient, would also give him long life. Now, God does intend for us to pay attention to the responsibilities of provision. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23, the Bible states, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds." You see, Christian people ought to take care of the affairs of this world, but not so busy that the things of God are forgotten or overlooked. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, "Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom, without set thine eyes upon that which is not. For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven." I think we've all been there. But the riches that God gives us will never flee away. They'll be laid up for us in heaven. You see, the greatest thing we can do in this world is to live a life pleasing to God Almighty. Satan has a way of making his ways look good and God's ways bad. But in the end, the way to real joy, the way to real happiness and peace is not Satan's ways, but rather, it is to lay up treasuries in heaven. Notice again, the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through verse 20. "Lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Notice again, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 12. The Bible said, "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat much or little. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep." Notice the contrast between a person that is overly concerned with his wealth and the sleep of a laboring man. A wealthy person is constantly concerned with his wealth if he's not trusting God. The laboring man is concerned with his sleep. Our minds, our hearts, our physical efforts will be focused on the things we consider most important. Listen, what is more important to you, having wealth or serving God? Somebody says, "I think I want both." It's either one way or the other. Listen, you either put God first or you put your pocketbook first. That's what really counts, you see. What is more important, going to work or going to church this morning? Many people are too sick to go to church on Sunday, but they're seldom too sick to go to work on Monday. They are stating by their physical actions that it is more important for them to go to work than to go to church. Don't lay aside the responsibility God has given to each of us, but put God first in all those responsibilities. Listen, the light of the body is the eye. What you see is what you want. If you put your eye's attention upon material possessions, that is what your body will want. If your eyes are single, focused only on heavenly things, your body will be full of Christian values. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 states that we cannot serve two masters. For either we will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Someone will say, "If I don't take care of material things, I'll go broke." I'm not saying you're not supposed to take care of material things. I'm saying your preeminence is supposed to be on the things of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 states that if we have seen the kingdom of God first, God will add to us all the necessities of this life. Do we believe God or not? That is the question. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.